another piece that they bring down here, I think it's from the Beit Halivi al Atiro, about Godol B'tchoni Shal Yosef. The Beit Halivi says, makes a beautiful diuk and comes with a fascinating shot and Inyan B'tochen from the Pitzrin Chalayim of Yosef. Oitshom, it says in the Pasuk, V'nei Sheva Poris Achiris Oilis Acharin Dalas V'ro Yistar Ma'oid V'rakis Basar. When Pari was telling over to Yosef HaTzadik what the dream was, he says there were seven cows that came out that were very healthy, and there was seven cows that came afterwards that were Dalas V'ro Yistar Ma'oid V'rakis Basar. They were very skinny and they were Dalas V'ro Yistar. They looked terrible. He says, "Hinei toyer dalois l'nisker b'chalim klal." He says, "It actually dalois is a word that Pari stuck in himself. If you look at the actual chalim, it didn't say dalois. It was something that Pari stuck in. Rak Pari Yosef kin midaitoi livchoin es Yosef im yodeh hu olam. He wanted to test Yosef to see whether or not he really knows what Pari saw. So he threw in a word dalois, which is not really true." Could feed the actual way that he saw in his dream. Al kein kishehichter Yosef lepari va'amar loy sheva paris harakos v'harois. So when Yosef HaTzadik spoke and responded to Pari, and he said, and he was interpreting the dream, and he said the seven paris that were rakos v'harois lo hizkir le'dalis. He didn't explain the word dalis, because dalis was not yan kilei roz, this b'chalim. Because in truth, Pari never really saw dalis in the chalim. Umizeh even Pari kiruach alikim dever b'yosef. That's how Pari really knew that Yosef HaTzadik had ruach alikim, because he was able to tell him what he saw in his dream. Omnam Yosef yoda, however, Yosef himself knew ki gam zeh shirotza Pari la'toisei hu gam kein min ha'shamayim. Be'etzem, Pari was trying to trip him up. And he was going to tell him, "Oh, you said dalis, and you explained dalis. I didn't really see dalis in my dream." Yosef knew that Pari was out to try to trick him, and nevertheless, he knew ki gam zesh rotza Pari la'toisei hu gam kein min ha'shamayim. He realized that was also something which was in Hashemayim. Someone who's there out to get him, and he realized that aspect was also in Hashemayim. Kedesh mizeh yovin apisrin, so that through that, who'll be able to understand what the real Pisrein was. The kol ha-chartumim potsu oisa el sheva medinoi ki kein derech ha-chalim shli yem ha-furush rak yovei derech hidom mashal v'al kein potsu le el sheva medinoi. Betzem, everybody looked at the shibolim, which is grain, really, what it's talking about, wheat and stalks, and instead of interpreting it, the giving a Pisrein that it's referring to a famine, which should have been the pashtus, they explained it as a riddle. It's a mashal for something, and they said, "Really, you're gonna conquer seven medinos, and you're gonna lose seven medinos." However, Yosef HaTzadik, v'Yosef pasul leida chalei mar l'noni tvoa. Yosef was the only one who gave a pitzrayin that it's talking about something to do with a famine that has to do with wheat. Why is that? Behavin zemi the omer leidalis. He understood that because of the extra word dalis that Pari threw in, which wasn't true. V'lashin dal v'lashin hakadosh v'noni tvoa. Because the word dal in Lashon HaKodesh refers to tvoa, kumo yishamar mesachet bav metziyah, le'niku Yisrael dalim al iski tvoa. Yisrael are referred to as dalim when we're discussing tvoa. Shenemar v'yidal Yisrael ma'od b'nei midyan. Now, Pari obviously spoke in Egyptian. He didn't speak in Lashon HaKodesh, as he points out. V'agam ki dibra b'lashon mitzri. Certainly, Pari didn't speak in Lashon HaKodesh. He didn't say the word dal. Nevertheless, mikol makam b'vadi omar b'lashon amar b'lashon kaharis dal b'lashon HaKodesh. Certainly, he said in Egyptian, he said a word that corresponds to the word dal in Lashon HaKodesh. That was the extra word that he threw in. So Yosef HaTzadik, the actual fact that dal was thrown in there, that he was able to know. The pisrein was his own pisrein. It wasn't something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him kinir. It was his own chokhmah. The very fact that the word dal was thrown in there, that the Beis Halevi is saying, that he knew maybe from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the pisrein, mizeh yovin ha-pisrein, he says, the pisrein was Yosef HaTzadik's own pisrein. It was his own chokhmah that he was able to understand it. Kumtais, that from the very stumbling block that Pari placed in front of Yosef, that was the key for him to become the viceroy. That was the key for him to come to the pisrein, and that was the key for him to taka. It was Paro tried to trick him, and it was for his, at the end of the day, it was for his own good. Every person has to understand that how much he has to place his trust in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Ad ki gam im yirish chaviru reitz lasis leiro, yovin ki gam zeis mi Hashem u burak tetev asim. That even in a scenario where he sees that somebody's out to get him, mamish, to realize that that's also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's also letev asim. You don't always see how it's going to be letev asim. But it's also that very thing that the person is out to get him, that is for his teva. They bring down a few different scenarios from Tanakh on the bottom. The simplest one that's closest to this is Yosef HaTzadik himself. Yosef, the brothers came to Yosef HaTzadik and they apologized at the end after Yaakov Avinu was nifter. And he says, Lo yatem shlachtem oisiyeno, kim elekim, misimeli adoin lapare. He says, Al teatzvu v'ayichar meinechem, kim achartem oisiyeni, kim v'michir shalachani Hashem lefneichem. That Betzim, their intention was to get, they should rid themselves of this nuance, of this nuisance, of this Yosef HaTzadik who's causing them their, all these problems. Betzim, they sold him into a place, into Mitzrayim, which was, the rules of Mitzrayim were anybody that was an Eved cannot raise to a position of prominence. So they got rid of him. They there was no way that he'd become a Melech. That's it, he's finished. And that was the way that he became into a Melech. So what they had in mind that should be Lari Asai, at the end of the day that was Mamash Atev Asai. And this I've heard from people, I'm sure people can see it in their own lives. Sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't. The Nekuda is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so kind to allow us to open our eyes that we're able to see it. From there, a person should be able to take an example. Yakish, all other places. But there are people who told me that, you know, they took in interviews in certain places and they should have gotten it and it was great. And for some reason, either somebody didn't spoke badly about them, or for whatever reason, the person didn't want them to get it, and b'chulu, they didn't get it, and they ended up somewhere else, and they're so happy where they are, Baruch Hashem that it happened, b'chulu, in these cases, and shidduchim that people, sometimes somebody badmouths them, and Rachman HaTzlan, somebody should tell me a case now, I don't know the good part about it at the end of the day. They're mamish in the middle of it right now. Somebody that finally has a hard time making commitments, and finally got to a matzav where he's able to, and somebody badmouthed him, and now I don't know. I don't know where it's holding right now. But who knows? Who knows? The Marmar, somebody's out to get him, but at the end of the day, it could be a Kaddish Baruch Hu's way of saving him from a lot of issues. No one knows. Who knows? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows. But that's where, that's the this Nekuda Bitachin is such a level of Bitachin that even when there's somebody out, Marmar, to get out, he's out to get you, to realize that's also from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And another one that they bring down from Davar Melech Al Vashom. Davar Melech says that Shimi Ben Gera was Makalan. And when Shimu was Makalim, so Avisha ben Tzruya said, my dear king, let me go ahead and take off his head. So he said, no. Kaddish Baruch Hu said Kalel. That means that Shimu was out to be Makalim, and he says, this is come from Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that was the point, when he said that, that's when he became the regular Rav Yibir Merkava. Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov and Davar HaMelech HaVashom was the regular Yibir Merkava. When did it happen? At that point, exactly at the time that the person was out to get him, that's what catapulted him up to it gave him the ability, gave him an opportunity to reach that level. That is with regard to Yosef HaTzadik. One more piece, the final piece that they have here in the Sefer, is Divrei Rabbeinu Beis Halevi Ben Indaigas HaShiduchim V'Chitun HaYilodim. People, they worry, how are we going to marry off our children? B'medrash Rabba, Omer, it says, Esta Einai Elohorim Yayin Yavo Yezri. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, where is my Ezri going to come from? So, what is Ezri? Generally translated as my salvation. Omar Eliezer K'shaholach Likach L'Rivka Maksiv Bein. Yaakov Avinu said, when Eliezer went to go find a wife, what does it say about him? V'yikech ha'ever asar gamalim, v'ani lo inezem echad lo yitzomir echad. The servant of my father, when he went to go find the shidduch for my father, for Yitzchak, he had a sar gemalim laden with all types of riches and food and who knows what. And I come here to find the shidduch and have ani lo nezemech v'litzom v'rechod. I don't have not a bracelet, not a nose ring, nothing. V'amar man amoivid sivri mibarihi. Ezri mi'im Hashem, oisa shemayim v'aretz. He says, Dorash ha-medrash l'tevas Ezri l'inin isho. The Medrash is darshaning Ezri from Lashon of Leinu Nisha Kamoi Esalei Ezri Kenegdoi. Obir Devar Medrash Demlamdenu Goydel Abitachon Shal Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, when he said Esa Einei Lahorim Mi Ayin Yavei Ezri, where's my Shidduch? Ezri means the shidduch. Ezer kenegdoi. Where's my shidduch going to come from? I have nothing. How am I going to give the shava pruta to my wife to mekadesh her? Nothing. I don't have anything for her. How am I going to find the shidduch? Dinei zeh b'teva Ezri mi Hashem ma'aseh shemayim v'aretz. That's where Yaakov Avinu. Dinei zeh b'teva adam gam miyeh boiteach. The teva is even when a person is the boiteach and he knows it's the Ribbono Shel'olam is going to help him. Nevertheless, the teva is shiachkor besichlei be'iza oifin yasek adavar nitzachlei. He's still going to wonder, how is it going to happen? How is the Ribbono Shel'olam going to get me the money? Mekiven shenitzachlei is adavar ve'im biyodei mois hagam kili b'chazik v'yotachan shuvan liyazel Hashem. And in a scenario where he knows that he needs money, he's marrying off a child. He needs money to be able to marry off the child, and he doesn't have the money. I know the Ribbono Shel'olam is going to help me. I know Ribbono Shel'olam. But I wonder, is it going to be that old friend that I had when I was in yeshiva together, we were chavrusos, and now he made it big. Is he going to send me a nice present? Where is it going to come from? Im kol zeh liboy choishiv, be'izo yifin yasek adavim. Im kodesh baruch hu yazmin lay revach, or yimtze metziyev, achadoyim lezeh. How is he going to get the money? Is he going to, the price of whatever it is that he works in is going to go up, or is he going to find some sort of, his investment's going to strike it big, he's going to find the metziyev. L'chora im bezeh chisaron bitochin. There's no chisaron bitachin here. Achar shegam l'siba in l'shum derech umavoy shetia. Rak Hashem yazmin lei. Because l'maisi, he doesn't have a way of getting the money himself. He has no. It's certainly going to come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's just trying to figure out which way is the Kadosh Baruch Hu going to send him the money. So where's the chisaron bitachin over here? I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing any extra yeshtadlis. I'm not even calling anybody up to ask them for a donation. I know Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me. The question is just where. I want to know where is it going to be? Where is it from? Says the Lomali Liftoich Shiyazman Asiba Shabazah Asaga Ezer, Vomer Ezri Miyam Hashem, Gam Loishum Siba Asaga Ezer. Says the Lamaisa still, it's not the highest level of Bitochen. The highest level of Bitochen is that, what do I have to think about? How am I going to get the money? What to think about? How am I going to get the money? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get it for me. However it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. And he says, Koheles, he brings down a pasuk in Koheles, Imkeya ha-barzel v'hulo yifonim kilkim v'chayelim yigaber v'yisren hekshar chochmo. I'm not going to translate the pasuk because he translated it v'hemshech. He says, Lahovin melitzas ha-pasuk v'hemshech omar. He says, to understand this pasuk, the pasuk, he says this as follows, Zachoytziv eitzim lefa'om im yasa ha-barzel keya. Sometimes when a person is chopping wood, so the axe that he's chopping with becomes dulled, and the metal becomes not as sharp as it was beforehand. So yevet chiduda, he loses its sharpness. Hagam shli nifgam adayim, even though it's not ruined, but it's not as sharp as it was beforehand. In kol ze inu yochel achtev bay, but nevertheless, still, since it's not so sharp, it's very hard to chop with this axe. Vaksil, and the foolish person, asher lamar inu yishpoit, he takes things superficially at face value. Einu meven asiva, he doesn't understand why is he not being successful to cut down the tree. V'soyver achisor numash inu chayte v'kayach. So he thinks it must be I'm not hitting the tree with enough strength. So he hits the tree with the axe with all the strength that he could. He adds to the strength that he's using when he's knocking the axe against the tree. And he's wasting his strength. He doesn't realize what the real problem is. The real problem is that the axe became dulled. If he would sharpen the axe, then he wouldn't have to use so much krech. The wise person realizes that the issue is not that he's not using enough strength. He sees that the nekuda is that he doesn't have a barzel, that is the axe, the metal of the axe is not sharp, and he sharpens it. V'zehu she'omer ha'kosik. He says that's pshat on the pasuk. Imkeya ha'barzel v'hu lo yiponim kilkom. He says if the axe got dulled, and at face value it doesn't look like the metal is the issue. It looks like it's still a good axe. It's not that it's broken. So that the person adds chayol, he adds strength. He adds on strength to try to use the axe. He hits the axe against the tree with more strength. However, it's much smarter. The smarter thing to do is to fix the barzel. Shulisakan a barzel. That's how it is with everything. Says the Nakuda is a lot of times a person he realizes that he doesn't have enough parnasah. So he thinks, oh, I must be not be hitting it as much with as much strength as I need. I have to do more of a shtadlis and get more money. Because you don't realize that's not the nekuda. The nekuda is the lack of bitachin. You're missing the bitachin. If you would have the bitachin, and maybe the chasar numash in the bar zaklal, then it's not going to help you to do more shtadlis. It's the bitachin that you need. You need the Ribbono Shalom in the picture. Shtadlis without the Ribbono Shalom, that's not going to be successful. It's really two different nekudas over here. The first, don't think about where it's going to come from. But even when a person is doing hishtadlis, when a person is doing hishtadlis, that realize that the extra hishtadlis, like the Chafetz Chaim's famous mashal, somebody came to him and he told him that he's very wealthy, and he was offered to buy an entire forest. He'd be able to use the lumber, the trees, for making paper and for building and b'chulu, and it's going to take up some time. It's going to maybe take off from some learning b'chulu. So Chafetz Chaim told him, he says it's like the mashal of the guy that he owns a pub. And he has these big vats of barrels of wine and whiskey, and a lot of people came at once. Kitzur, every person has to wait in line to be able to open up the vat. So he says he's not sure he's going to have enough for everybody. So he tells him, he says, you know, I have a great idea. We'll be able to get twice the amount of whiskey is if we have two spigots, two spouts on either side. So certainly we're not going to run out. We have twice the amount as we had before him. Obviously, you're not going to have any more than you had before. And you're right, you're making your shtadlis to get twice the amount. But at the end of the day, the source is the same amount, so you're only going to have a certain amount. But with this nekuda of not trying to figure out where the money is going to come from, I think that a lot of people, I've spoken to people and they mentioned this, I feel it myself, trying to figure out sometimes you're stuck. Where is the yeshua going to come from? Don't tell the Ribbono Shel Olam how to do it. Don't try to figure out for the Ribbono Shel Olam where the money is going to come from. And especially like it when the Ribbono Shel Olam is so kind to me to give me a story that brings out this point so clearly. Somebody called me last week with a story. He said that a certain yeshiva here in Eretz Yisrael was given a very big donation by a donor. So they asked them, is there anything we can do for you in return, you know? So he said, yeah, actually yes. I'm coming to Eretz Yisrael and I need a chavrusa for a week. It was right Shavuos time. I think it was from Shavuos for a week afterwards. The kitzer, the person said, okay, I'll try to find you somebody. Sure enough, the guy walks in and he says, ooh, that guy would be great. He says, you know what? We have a donor that's coming to Eretz Yisrael. We need someone to learn with him. Will you learn with him? He said, it was a friend of his, the guy that's in charge. He merely says, I'll do your teva. Seder Gamor. For a week, he learns with him. For Seder, whatever it was. And after a week, so the guy told him, he says, I want to thank you for it. You should go out. He wanted him and his wife to go out for supper. Go out to a hotel, go out to whatever. Go out to supper, enjoy at least, you know, pay him something. He says, and if you have, I want to get something for your wife also. If, you know, can you give me your wife's email address? So he gave his wife's email address. And sure enough, next thing he knows, he was sent $3,600. He said the day that the money came, he had a credit card bill of $3,539. And he had no idea how he was going to pay it. No idea. He didn't know. Where's the money going to come from? Ezri me'im Hashem, Eitz Hashem Ayim Barat. I said, you know why it was $3,600, not $3,539? It's clearly from a cousin bro, right? So why was it $3,600 instead of $3,539? Maybe it's to pay for the babysitters to go out at night to eat. But because we're in $3,539, then you lost your bechira. There's no way to say it's not from the mission. Yeah, you can say it's already 200 times chai and mechulu and zahalim yanim and zachin mechulu and it happens to be and just came at the right time. And but you have to be blind not to see it. Now, would this guy ever have thought of it? That he would have thought that this is where the money came from? No idea where this money came from. The mice came out of anywhere. Kitzer, that was it. Called me, hung up. 2 minutes later, he called me back. So it was just one night suffer. He says, that day that I came to yeshiva, I really wasn't planning to come to yeshiva. There was a base medrash by me. I don't know if it was already late, whatever. I said, I'm going to learn by his medrash. He says, you know what? I'm going to push myself to come to yeshiva. I walk into yeshiva, and there's the guy. He says, ooh, I just saw somebody that would be good for you. He says, look, good things happen when you come to yeshiva.